This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State are meeting to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting comes just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in Iraq and Syria and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa. Authorities have identified 8 of the 9 people confirmed to have died in the collapse of a 12-story beachfront condominium in the U.S. state of Florida. More than 150 others remain missing as rescuers search through the rubble of Champlain Towers South. Rescue workers are still holding out hope they will find survivors as they head into a 5th straight day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the city of Miami. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched the rescuers work. South Africa is fighting a strong third wave of the coronavirus. It's led President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce a raft of new restrictions to try to curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The president said on national television late Sunday that the Delta variant has now been detected in 5 of the nation's 9 provinces. He also announced what he called extra precautions. You can read the full story on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News.